Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Starting today, some people under the age of 65 are eligible for COVID vaccinations in Illinois. But a number of health departments in the Chicago area say they're not ready for it. WBBM's Rob Hart has more this morning.
People with underlying health conditions under the age of 65 are now eligible for a COVID vaccine. Pregnant women, people with cancer, pulmonary disease, diabetes, obesity, and smokers are just some of those who are now eligible to get a COVID shot. But it may be difficult for the newly eligible people in the Chicago area to find an appointment. That's because many health departments say they do not have enough vaccine supply to accommodate the new category. Health departments say they are waiting for an increase in vaccine supply or a decrease in demand from those 65 or older and frontline essential workers. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Meantime, McHenry County said it turned away about 100 people trying to get the vaccine last weekend.
The public health nursing Director Susan Karras told the McHenry County Board of Health vaccination appointments are sent to eligible residents, but some who are not eligible are trying to get in with help from those who are.
Some of the individuals, when they were questioned, shared that this link was shared with to them by somebody that was a phase 1A that already had their vaccine. Phase 1B, you know, these first responders in phase 1B are forwarding it to people that just do not qualify. We wasted getting 100 doses into people's arms.
This is despicable behavior.
They're looking to tighten up the system. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
In his first public comments in weeks, activist Chicago priest Father Michael Flager is again denying allegations of sex abuse lodged against him by two brothers. In two social media posts, Flager calls the accusations false and adds he'll have much more to say when this is over. His comments come as the State Department of Children and Family Services concluded an investigation into whether any children might currently be at risk. The department sent a letter to the Archdiocese of Chicago and to Flager, but did not publicly disclose what was said in those letters. Chicago police are looking for a group of people who've targeted at least seven businesses over the last 2 days. The thieves are taking ATMs, as well as liquor, cigarettes, and other items from retail stores on the north side. Business owner Beatrix Andrews tells CBS2 she's trying to be positive.
We were thinking that everything is going to be better, but now we have to pay for the door. These things happen. Like, we cannot say that for one incident you're going to fail. What we are going to do right now is just to keep working and try to make it.
Police say although the offenders have mainly targeted small businesses, they're now also targeting Walgreens and CVS stores as well.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.